can call me Becca 626. My bad. 6200.
Hey, Timo, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey there, Ruben.
Hey, sorry, my phone's been having some issues. I think you could hear me, but I couldn't hear you. Let's go over your files now in okay time?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Perfect. So, from what I understand, you're trying to purchase a truck. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I also understand you have a working capital loan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you trying to get any additional cash or refinance that into a lower payment besides the equipment?
No. I'm okay with that.
Okay. So right now you don't have any needs besides the equipment. Is that accurate?
No, not right now. Yeah,
okay.
Just equipment.
Okay. All right. So if you have any questions during the process, feel free to let me know, and I'll just kind of start off from square one. So right now your credit score, are you aware of your credit score or no?
Kind of, yeah.
It's a 654.
Uh-huh.
The issue that I think, the issue that affected your credit most likely is the pre-recent bankruptcy. The other question I have for you is, the truck you're getting, are you looking to replace a current item, or are you looking, because business is growing, what is the need on this vehicle?
Well, we're growing as a business, so we need another vehicle.
Okay. And it's not to replace, it's an addition, is that correct?
Yeah, it's in addition to the company, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, and let's bring this on. When did you originate your loan with Swift?
When did
you get the loan, and when do you finish, correct?
I think we're going to get it done by the end of this year.
Okay, and how much did you borrow from them initially?
If I'm not wrong, $40,000.
Okay. And what was the term?
The terms was 6 months.
Okay. And what was the payback?
The interest rate was, I mean, the payback was 45, around there.
Okay. I can just run the numbers. So if you did 367, and you multiplied it by 21 days a month, and you multiply it by 6 months, it's about $46,000, $47,000. Does that sound accurate?
Probably.
Okay, cool. I think, one thing I'd share with you is, I know a lot of customers go into these loans, and that's because they're always looking to grow their business, but I know a short term is sometimes kind of difficult to swallow. I'm going to focus on the equipment now, but we're more than happy to get you approved for a working capital loan that we offer. A big difference that we offer is much longer terms. So you're looking at usually 12 or 18 month terms, which is going to give you more money, but not as much stress on a daily payment or weekly payment, as an FYI. So to go over this vehicle, when are you looking to purchase it? Is this an immediate purchase or something that's maybe you're going to try to do in, say, the next few weeks?
That depends, because I've been looking for the vehicle, and I have like two on mine, but I'm not sure which one it's gonna be.
Okay.
But as soon as I decide, the only thing that I'm waiting for is for you guys, to see if I was gonna get approved by you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Then I make my decision.
Yeah, I can generate an approval for you here. Not a problem. I can sign off on it right now. Let me just give you some ideas of what the terms are going to look like. And also the other thing is, do you have a payment in mind you're trying to do for this vehicle? I'm not sure if you have discussed that with Lena.
Not yet.
Okay. Do you have an idea, like, in terms of cash flow, what you're trying to do here?
No. You can give me the numbers if you want.
Okay, so I think this would be this is how we would do this transaction. This would be a business loan. It wouldn't be a personal loan, so it's not going to go in your personal credit. Now, it's a much more cost-effective product than a working capital loan, because it's a cheaper interest rate and longer terms.
Okay.
Now, for us, the big issue is there's a bankruptcy. And so when we talk about long-term financing, we'd like you to have some what we call skin in the game. That means some money down that shows that you have a reason to kind of pick up the phone in case something bad happens. So for us to generate this approval, if we're going to assume, say, 50 grand, I would give you some ideas like, let's just bring this up. I'd give you some ideas that you'd probably have 20% down as a first payment. So that actually equal your first month. So as long as you're willing to put about 10 grand down, we can get your deal done over 5 years.
Okay, 10 down.
10 down, yeah. So let me give you some ideas of payment structure. Give me a second. Bear with me. And now if you want to add sales tax or anything like that, that's not a problem as well. So let's bring this up. And are you currently renting something to take this place or no?
What do you mean rent?
Are you renting any vehicle while you don't have the necessary one in stock or no?
No.
Okay. Gotcha. So we'd finance, we're just going to assume we're financing 50 and we can make the numbers go up or down if the equipment is, you know, more expensive. That's not a problem. So if you had $10,000 as a first payment over a five-year term, you'd be looking at a payment of around $946 or 946.88, so we'll call it 947 per month.
Okay, 947.
Yeah. Now, if that number, and we can also do shorter terms, but because you have, I mean, I can give you those numbers, but usually customers want to do the longest term possible to keep their payment low.
Okay, and this will be for 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. And how that works with a $10,000 deposit?
So we would, let's just assume we funded the vendor. The vendor would invoice us for $50,000. Give me a second. So let's assume we, you're a busy guy, I can hear the phone going off. Let's assume the vendor invoiced us for $50,000. We'd pay him the 50 grand, but do it signing to us would be a small documentation and titling fee, and your first payment would be 10,000. So you'd have one payment at 10,000, 59 remaining at, you know, the number I quoted you. That's how it'd work. So it wouldn't actually be a deposit, it'd actually count as your first full month.
Oh, I see. Okay, what about if we finish paying the truck sooner?
Okay.
How'd that work?
None of our transactions have prepayment penalties, but there's not a huge discount, but I can kind of give you a comparison. If you want to do this, say, over a three-year term, that's not a problem. So what I would tell you is, don't do something called chasing. And chasing means when you're actually going to do a five-year term, and then you have the intention of paying it off in 3 years. It just, it won't benefit you. So what I can do is I can give you those numbers, and you can kind of decide what you'd like to do, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second here. Second. So if you look at 4 years, you know, 47 remaining payments, you'd have a payment of $11.56.28. And if you looked at 3 years, 35 remaining payments, you look at payments of $14.95.95.
$14.95.14.96.
Yeah. So you should just kind of look, those are three nice numbers for you to look at in terms of what you feel you're comfortable on a monthly basis. There's no incentive for us to push you in either direction.
Okay. All right. So let me see what works better for me, and I will see the truck that I'm gonna pick.
Okay. So
in other words, if I decide with the truck tomorrow, I'll be okay, right?
Yeah. So let me walk you through the next steps. So okay. Once you picked out your vehicle, what you need to do is you need to get an invoice. The build to. Or it's a bill of sale. The bill to and ship to is your company. It's a loan, so it's a bill to your company, ship to your company. You need to send a copy of that invoice along with a copy of the front and the back of the title. So the vendor is going to need to show us a copy of the front and the back of the title to make sure there's no liens, as well as a copy of your driver's license and a voided check. Once you send those all to Lena, she'll make your necessary loan documents, send them out to you, and once we get them back, we pay the vendor in about 2 days.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for the information, Ruben.
You got it. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. I'm here from about 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time every day of the week.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.